Pope Benedict gave his annual address to the diplomatic corps accredited to the Holy See on Thursday, speaking about issues facing the world at large as well as specific areas on the planet. The ambassador to the Holy See from Ireland, Noel Fahey, spoke to Lydia O'Kane about the meeting with the Pope.
I thought it was interesting that he made poverty and development a theme that runs right through the speech. It comes up in a number of areas. It comes up in a general, as a general topic. It comes up in the context of globalization, the threat to global prosperity. It comes up in the context of the situation in Africa. It comes up very powerfully at the end, I think, of the discourse, where he refers to fraternal solidarity. And the speech was given in French, where the word solidarity has a particularly strong meaning of cooperation and mutual support and fraternal support. And yes, the economic theme is there very strongly. I certainly would accept that.
He also touched on secularism, society which is secular in a healthy way, does not ignore the spiritual dimensions and values. Looking at Ireland at the present time, how would you view the life of the church in Irish life at the present time?
Well, the church remains a very, very important institution in Ireland, and an institution that has a lot to say that is of significance and concern to the people of Ireland. All you've got to do is look at statements by the Irish bishops and statements by individual Irish bishops on, for instance, the current economic crisis. So Ireland is certainly a country where the church is not behindhand in making its views known. It's interesting that the Holy Father places the idea of the church in a secular society in the context of his visit to France. Many of my colleagues noted that while there are references, specific references to particular continents in the Holy Father's speech, there's no specific reference to Europe. But when you actually look through the speech, you find a number of examples which, drawn together, show you that he still has a huge interest in Europe and in the countries in Europe. Your point about secularism is one of those aspects. Another aspect is his reference to the work of the European Union and bringing about peace in Georgia. But yes, it's interesting that, again, he continues the theme of the role of the church in a secular society, a theme that he developed very strongly when he was in France last year.